Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond, and welcome to Carol. Well, yeah, Carol Schuler. That's who's sitting next to me, if I could speak it correctly. Welcome.
Thank you, Olivon. It's a pleasure to be here.
And, of course, you're going to be talking about Relay for Life. That's coming right up.
Right up this Friday night from 6 to 11 at the Atlantic High School track.
All right. And so many things going on, Carol. We probably can't talk about all of them in 10 minutes, but I know there's a couple things we want to start with that are maybe things people don't understand or don't know. Let's start with those, like bank night.
This bank night is when our captains come to Cass County Health Home Care. They come to the building and they bring in the monies that they have collected. So
I did smile,
didn't I? What we do is we collect the money ahead. Certainly, we take donations after that, but this gives our teams a chance to bring in their money and get credit for what they've gathered.
And I'm guessing they have a good time talking to each other, too.
They have a great time.
Those captains are just, they're out there people, and so I'm sure they have a fun time. Mm-hmm.
They've been having a good time with fundraisers, and sometimes they do a little comparison about what you do and that kind of thing. So they're anxious to come out and see how successful they've been, and we thank them for that.
You bet. And food. We want to make sure we get that in there right at the top because, gosh, that's important.
That's right. Our Kiwanis Club, local Kiwanis Club, and Timmer's Barbecue, first time for them, will be selling sandwiches and beverages. And so whether you're a team member or whether you're one of the public who would like to come out and check out Relay, we invite you to come out, have a sandwich, and enjoy the evening.
Okay, and that kind of says what you just said, that sometimes people say, well, I have to have some kind of connection before I can come out.
Oh, no, not at all. Public's invited. We have teams. We have walkers. We have people that come out and sit in the stands and watch the entertainment, come out and just want to walk around the track one time. We want people from the public, anybody, to come out and check us out. It gives the survivors another pat on the back. We are there to celebrate survivors having another birthday, another year of cancer-free. And we want them to come out and say thank you to those people in the purple shirts.
All right. So, if you just want a sandwich, whatever, come on out. Whatever time, anytime between 6 and 11, come on out and see what's going on if you've never done this before, because you may be surprised about all the stuff. Now, you mentioned donation, and I want to get you can mention Chris here, because you can donate online, correctly?
That's right. Chris Parks, our own Chris right here, is in charge of online donations. And so you can go to Chris, what's the name there?
It's relayforlife.org/CassCountyIA.
We've had teams register there. We've had teams or team members make donations, and people ask their friends and family to make a donation online, and that can all be done right
there. Around the world, you can still donate to the Cass County Relay for Life, so do that. Well, now let's kind of go back to the schedule, so to speak, because when I say schedule, again, people can come and go whenever, but you have some things kind of lined up at various times.
Absolutely. Our morning starts off at 8 a.m. with the Relay for Life tractor ride. Anybody who wants to join in on that, they meet about 7:30 up at the at the community center, and they leave from there at 8. They do a tractor ride in southwest Iowa, and they come back to Hy-Vee for a little tractor show. Some of the tractors even come up to our Relay for Life up at the high school that night. Anyone is welcome to participate in that. Survivors have a social. Hy-Vee serves free of charge to any survivor and a guest that they want to bring at 4:30. And at 4:30, survivors come up, register, have your meal. It's a thank you to you.
That's at the high school.
That's at the high school commons. Rain or shine, we do this. You will receive your purple survivor T-shirt. And we invite you, if you're able and want to walk that first lap at 6 p.m.
Okay. And somebody told me last year, survivor means you may not be free of cancer, but you're still here. Whatever day it is, you're still here.
You have been diagnosed at some point with cancer in your life. It might be yesterday. It might be your ongoing treatment now. It might be that certainly you can be cancer-free or in remission, but you've been diagnosed with cancer.
So that's who a part of that survivor group is. Okay, and then next, what's next?
We have the survivor lap at 6 that we invite everyone to come out and cheer those survivors on. I had a good friend just recently say, "You'll be there, won't you?" And the team said, "Well, what difference does it make?" And she said, I would just feel so much cared for. I've gone through a lot, and I'm glad you're here to help us celebrate. So it does mean a lot. 6:30, we kick off with a sheltered reality drumline. It's a group of people who have come together and make wonderful music with drums. Very positive, upbeat way to help kick off that celebration. The activities for the kids start at 6:30, tattoos, face painting. The Smart Shop opens at 6:30. This year, the Smart Shop has a variety of educational areas, plus an area where our captains can purchase or spend their Survivor Relay bucks. So they are awarded relay cash for doing things, and then local merchants have donated items for them to purchase with their relay bucks at the Smart Shop.
So Smart Shop's for everybody. Come and get more information. Again, if you have a specific question, there may be somebody there who can answer that, mm-hmm. or if not, they would know who could answer it. So come and see what's at the Smart Shop if you haven't done that before.
Yeah. Our survivors all end up at the Smart Shop and put a birthday candle on the birthday cake. And again, we want you to be there to help celebrate them. Something new this year, we're having a car bash. The car bash is an older car. It's been provided by Olson's, and you for $1 or $2, you'll be able to swing a sledgehammer or bash the car. We are calling it the Bash for Cancer car. Mm-hmm. So we invite you to do that. That's right. I think the kids will enjoy it. I think some of our adults will enjoy that too.
Yes.
So
Well, it's fun to add something new. It's not a really great big thing, but hey, just one more thing for people to participate in.
That's right. The activities really do make the evening fun. We have Dance Atlantic at 7:30. They'll perform for an hour. We have Pat McCauley and Sarah Masker, both performers that will be taking the stage at 8:30 and 8:45 before our Luminary Lab.
Mm-hmm. And people who enjoy music probably recognize both of those names because they have performed various places and been recognized as outstanding performers. So it's great they're sharing.
Mm-hmm. They're both very willing to share, and we want to thank them because we couldn't do this without community support. Mm-hmm. So it's very important.
Yeah, all those that when you say community support, all those corporate sponsors, that list seems to be growing and growing.
Every year it gets longer and longer. The corporate sponsors' names are on the back of the T-shirts. So if you want to come out, there are T-shirts for sale listing all the corporate sponsors. I think there's like 40 of them. And each year they give a little more and it gets a little longer. And they, again, make Relay happen. We couldn't do it without them.
I was just thinking either the print's going to have to get smaller every year, the T-shirt's going to have to get longer.
Longer T-shirts, longer T-shirts. So we keep them going.
There we go. Okay, so again, food is going on all this time. Mm-hmm. Now, we talked about the entertainment at 8:30. Mm-hmm. What's past 8:30? Because you said this lasts till 11.
Well, it does, and we have the Luminary ceremony, very, very important. Anyone, whether they want to do it before or the night of Relay, can purchase a Luminary in memory of someone who's passed away or in honor of someone who is still living. Those Luminary names are read off, and it is a very nice way to celebrate and remember those who have gone on. So we invite anyone to do that. We suggest a $5 donation, but any donation is accepted. On the bag itself, the name will be printed, and we will read it over the loudspeaker so people can remember those people.
That was the first way that I participated, was to come out and sit in the stand and listen to the names. Very impressive.
Mm-hmm. And very much soothing, I guess I would say. It's a very nice ceremony, very quiet, mm-hmm. and it is at dark. We say 9:30, but of course, if it's a nice sunny day, it might be just a little bit after that. So come on out, enjoy sitting there or walking the track, whichever you want to do.
Yeah, and just watching what's going on. Some people love to people watch. This is a great chance to do that, too.
Bring your lawn chair out, have a sandwich, and just check it out.
Yeah, you bet. Okay, so after the Luminary ceremony?
Mm-hmm. We usually just play some CDs and tapes. We kind of let people wind down from their day. We want to send them home with a sense of accomplishment and purpose. So we think the Relay is a success if one person walks or if one survivor comes. And we do feel that it's just a part of our community that kind of is an accomplishment for our community. Sure, the dollars are excellent, but that community coming together to support people with cancer is what it's all about.
And saying that, what about all of the people who've been coming together to plan this, Carol? This is a year-long planning, and I think for some of us who just come, go, oh, this is nice. Here I am. And we don't think about all of the work that goes to get this together. Yes.
I actually have a committee of 22 people. Chris is one of my people. And they come together monthly to set the date and then to make the plans so that this all comes off in a good fashion, we hope. So I can name those. Do we have time?
Sure. Okay. I think we do. As fast as you talk, Carol.
That's true. Janie Tyler and Deb Peppers takes care of our luminary. Jai Schweiman is technical support. He sets up the field with a crew. Garrett Carlson is taking care of entertainment this year. Barb Beyer, Nancy Erickson, our hospitality. Jeff Lundquist, public relations. Denise Coder, team recruitment. Marlene Fielmeyer, treasurer. Linda Knopp and Debbie Pellet are corporate sponsors. Lori Mudd is taking the reservations and setting up the survivor ceremony. Cheryl and Tess Dusenberry are activities, and Carla Akers will be putting together the smart shop.
All right. Thanks to all of those volunteers, and thanks to all who participate.
Thanks to our community and everybody who makes this a success.
Okay. We want to thank you very much, Carol Schuler, for coming in this morning to visit with us. And until next time, here's a thought from Ralph Waldo Emerson. You cannot do a kindness too soon, for you never know how soon it will be too late.